Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. I'm Christine Upchurch. I am here with Mr. Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hi there. Good day.
And we are reaching out to you via KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, cable radio network across the country, Transformation Talk Radio across the world. And, oh, I don't want to forget about WBLQ there in the Northeast. We've got Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York. And, of course, via iTunes and websites all over the place. You have access to us in so many different ways. However you're listening, welcome today. Now, Benny, this is the second time you and I get to chat this week.
It's like a bombardment of Christine Upchurch hour. I'm just joking. It's a pleasure to have you on for once again another hour of this week.
Thank you. And you
can never get enough of you, really.
Oh, thank you, Betty. I feel the same way about you.
Oh, I appreciate that back.
You know, I told this show on Wednesday when I guest hosted for Dr. Pat, Sunday when the Transformation Talk Radio newsletter came out, I'm thinking, oh, there's Gary Zukav. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to have dinner with him and some other people and to hear him present. And, of course, I've read his books and seen him on Oprah and heard him on the Dr. Pat show. And all of a sudden I thought, oh, I'd love to interview Gary. And I know that you have to go through like an application process for interviewing Gary. I mean, it's a big deal because he is such a huge deal, you know.
He's quite popular.
He is very popular. And he's got some profound teachings to share. Mm-hmm. So I just had that inspiration, that moment of inspiration, thought, well, you know, eventually I'll jump through some of the hoops and maybe 6 months down the road, if I'm lucky, I'll get to interview him. Well, fast forward like 48 hours.
Yeah, lo and behold.
Yes, yes. My office manager gets a call from one of the Dr. Pat Show producers and said, you know, is Christine available? Would she like to interview Gary Zukav on Wednesday because Pat can't be there? And it's like, yes. I mean, I'm sorry that Pat couldn't be there, but, you know, she's sharing the wealth. I know
tell
she's
us how you really feel. For it. Yeah.
But it was great. It was one of those moments where sort of living what Joe Dispenza and I talked about last week of when you're in that place of really working within the quantum field to co-create, how it often will surprise you. The universe will surprise us in how things manifest. So it was one of those wonderful moments. And so that was wonderful to get a chance to talk to him. And also to those of you who came to the East-West Bookshop event last Friday, thank you for joining us. We had a good turnout and some amazing people. So it's always fun to connect there and to share some of my gifts. And today I'm excited because we have a really interesting show. You know, this woman may not be a household name yet, but what she's offering, I think, can profoundly affect anybody and everybody from little kids all the way up to those who are dying. And, you know, I was introduced to her work through Peggy Snow, my office manager, who's a practitioner. And she's just an amazing human being. And she said, oh, have you ever heard of Deborah Kauf Chapin? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And so I checked out her website and Peggy told me stories. And oh, my goodness. Deborah is the developer of something called touch drawing, and it's a profound yet simple hands-on to paper approach that can open portals to our soul. Deborah has a Bachelor of Fine Arts. She's an adjunct faculty at California Institute of Integral Studies. She's served on the board of directors of the International Expressive Arts Therapy Association. She has had a multitude of articles and interviews, articles published and interviews published and on air in various places. And she's done a lot of the art for book covers and for articles in magazines. She is also the author of Drawing Out Your Soul, the Touch Drawing Handbook. And she's the founder of the Center for Touch Drawing. It's a networking point for the dissemination of the process into artistic, therapeutic, educational, and spiritual practices. So we're talking well beyond art, per se. And this is what Jean Houston says about her. Deborah's work is a dance of her whole being on paper. Subtle, mythic, poetic, archetypal. She is an artist of high being. I'd like to welcome Deborah Kauf Chapin to the Christine Upchurch Show. Deborah, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Christine. I really look forward to this conversation.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this for weeks since we got you scheduled, and I'm really looking forward to having an opportunity to try this in one of your workshops. But first, can you please tell us, before we talk about what touch drawing is, how did it originally come about?
Well, I was on an artistic path from the time I was, you know, sort of a young teen. I felt that urge rising in me. I went to art school in New York City, and it was the heyday of minimalism and abstraction, things like that, in the early 1970s. When I was on my, I'll just go right to the moment here. On my last day in my last year of school, so this is year four, final day that the studios are open, I was helping a friend in the print shop to do some cleanup, and I had a plate of ink, very thick black ink, and a paper towel, and I was just about to start wiping that to clean it up. Now, I had an underlying search that was behind the scenes, so I won't call this a sort of accident. I would say it was something that was waiting to happen, that the seeds were planted for in my psyche earlier on.
The divine unfolding of something that was to be.
Absolutely, but yeah. I have all kinds of articles and videos and things that tell the story in more depth, but the essence was, in this moment, when I put the paper towel onto that piece of glass with thick ink rolled on it, instead of wiping, I thought I would play. And I moved my fingertips in the back of the paper towel, and I picked it up and saw that just with the touch of my fingertips, without mushing in the paint, just touching my fingertips on the paper, it picked up on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm sure I'm not the first person in the world to ever play around and do something like that.
Sure.
But what happened was so much more than that. It was like an energetic connection got made in that moment that blew me open. When my fingertips touched and opened to express directly on the paper, my top blew open also.
Right.
So it was like this enormous download of energy coming into me.
Uh-huh.
Like a channel got opened of expression.
Sure.
And I really got it that this was direct human, primal human expression. Hands and soul, direct connection pouring out of my fingertips onto the paper. And it looked completely childlike and raw and primitive, but I got the power of that and the purity of that. And then I picked up another paper towel, and I did another. These were just scribbles with two hands. That's all they looked at, looked like. But what was happening is I was laughing hysterically with all that energy, and I'd been a very, you know, serious and earnest art student. So the fact that I was in this studio laughing hysterically, I don't know what people thought.
That's great, though. It's your last day of school. You deserve to laugh. Yes.
It just came in with that onrush of energy. I was crawling around the floor, finding more paper towels, picking them up, putting them down. And then after doing a pile, like many, because they happened almost, it was like an instantaneous impression of my psyche was on paper, externalized right on paper, direct and instant. So each drawing happened in a matter of seconds. But after I did a pile of these very organic, natural-looking marks, I started realizing I could also draw faces.
Ooh.
So each hand would be, you know, draw an eye, and each side of the hand would sort of draw the nose and the mouth and around the face. And again, they were like pure childlike drawings. But It was like seeing my psyche externalized instantly on paper. And then I sort of understood that there was a transformational process happening as I did this.
Right.
And there was a knowing that this was a human form of expression that was emerging. And it was a very universal emergence. It wasn't just for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
It was for people in the future. There was a sense of time, like this is a new emergent creative process for human beings. As we're evolving, this is going to meet our needs in the future to express ourselves more directly and more immediately.
So it seems like on your last day of art school, you sort of were stepping into your life destiny. I mean, how cool is that?
That's for sure. That's one thing that has not been an issue for me. You know, sometimes that in itself can bring its own issues up,
sure.
But it's been so clear there was never a question in my mind about that this wasn't just for myself and that I was given a gift, but it was really a responsibility to share this process, to get it out to other human beings to do.
Right.
It was that sense of humanity, this sort of archetypal level. So it felt like it was coming from someplace outside of time, someplace that I sort of accessed in those moments and dropping right into me as a gift and a responsibility to share. And that is definitely the spirit in which I've carried the seeds of this process. And I'm glad I didn't know what it would take.
Sure.
You know, it's an ongoing cultivation, sort of a lifetime cultivation.
Well, I think that oftentimes when we are opening to that flow of whatever it is we're supposed to share, create, co-create, you know, it's such a fun place to be. And yet some of the human aspects of moving things forward can be a little tedious and have their own life lessons. But how wonderful and that you have brought this forward. When we return on the show after these short breaks, I want to talk to you, Deborah, about how you share this with others and what are the various applications to this. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine
Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation here with Deborah Kauf Chapin, who has brought something called touch drawing to the world. Now, Deborah, before we continue, I'm just really curious. You're talking about this process of moving fingers on the paper that's on top of you know, the ink and on the hard surface, such as glass, and moving the fingers. And that sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like finger painting without the mess, which appeals to me as a grown up. And yet I'm curious, why is it that something different happens than if you've got a paintbrush in your hand?
Well, there are a few different factors that make this process unique. First of all, you have access to both your hands, like you could in finger painting, but it's a whole other level than finger painting. So you can use either hand. You can use your non-dominant hand.
Uh-huh.
You don't need the skill of tool holding in your non-dominant hand.
Oh, so your analytic mind doesn't have to get involved.
Much more direct access to the expression. Sometimes people like to write with their non-dominant hand because uh-huh. you get access to another part of yourself.
Sure.
When you use your non-dominant hand in touch drawing, much more access than if you were holding a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can use two hands or either or.
Mm-hmm.
You have the fingertips and the hands and the tactile experience, all the acupressure points. There's it's like doing energy work.
Right.
So sometimes body workers can really connect with this process because they're so connected to the sensitivity in their hands. Uh-huh. There are so many access points to this process, depending on where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. So just the pressure of pushing on your fingertips or your palms or moving your hands, it's more like working with clay in that way, where people get a really passionate experience when they're working their hands in clay.
Sure.
So for a two-dimensional art form, it's much more like clay, mm-hmm. direct and tactile and, you know, massaging through your fingertips and releasing feeling directly through your hands.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also the speed. Hard to describe when you're not seeing it, but I could draw, and the speed and the sort of control, actually. I mean, it sounds a little bit like a lot of scribbling and moving around, and you can totally move and get into the flow and make shapes.
Uh-huh.
You can also completely create images. And so if you were to imagine, I will just talk you through this a teeny bit. If I have this paint, a thin layer rolled out onto a smooth surface, doesn't need to be glass,
uh-huh.
I put a piece of paper down, and then I go in and I feel my inner sensations. I'm going to actually transmit my inner sensations out on the paper. It's a very direct process of externalizing your inner self.
Right.
That's why it's so transformational.
And making sure that it's actually coming through the body. I mean, that piece of it feels really, really important, because I think so often we are sort of separating from our bodies when we're working to connect with spirit, and yet this is bringing it through.
Absolutely. It's a very somatic process and a very mindful process.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, and it really is a practice of coming into the present, because you're drawing in the present. So mm-hmm. oftentimes when people want to do a painting, a picture, a drawing. They have to think of something on that blank sheet of paper and then make a picture of it. This is more like I'm transmitting the feelings I have right now inside onto the paper through my body, through the movement of my body. It's an entirely different process. And they happen so fast. So, well, let's go back to I have this, you know, smooth surface with it, just a thin layer of this paint, and I put the paper down, close my eyes, feel my inner sensations, and for the moment I'm going to say I'm going to draw a face. But this face is coming from inside of my own sensations in my face. So I'll sense, how do I feel in my forehead right now? Mm-hmm. And each hand will be moving and transmitting the shapes that I'm sensing energetically inside my forehead. So each side very naturally kind of moves with the sphere of, with the side of my face.
Uh-huh.
And my eyes, how do I feel my eyes right now? How do I feel my nose? How do I feel my mouth? Maybe the energies that I feel moving around my head. That all happens in maybe 30 seconds. Uh-huh. You can have a full-blown face out on the paper.
And do you find that you or, you know, others who do this are surprised with what they see once they create this?
There is so much surprise that happens, especially within a whole series of drawings. So the way I do the process myself and the way that I teach it is to not stop at that first drawing. So at first, what you do is have the freedom to move. And I say, let your hands dance on the paper. Do an expressive dance on the paper. So you loosen up and you get away from that idea of what am I going to draw, which is where so many people stop at that.
Sure.
Like, I have to think of something, and then I have to do it right.
And I personally, you know, when it comes to something that's more abstract, I feel really comfortable and confident with it. And yet, the thought of drawing of a human face or a human body totally freaks me out.
So we all start with just movement, pure movement. And everybody moves their hands on the paper in a different way. So the drawings are immediately unique just by the fact that you're still following your body sensations and letting your hands move on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do a whole pile of those. When I would do, say, an introductory touch drawing session, we draw for ideally, you know, an hour and 20 minutes or an hour and a half uninterrupted.
Wow.
And so if you imagine that one drawing might happen in 30 seconds or a minute, you know, people do slow down and take space in between them, but very easily in an hour and 20-minute session, someone might do 30 drawings.
Right.
In the course of this time, you start to relax about those things.
Sure.
You do enough that it doesn't matter. And I give complete permission to scribble and scrape and scratch, and if you hit any frustrations, you draw them.
That's
so
wonderful.
You get to draw your feeling of, I'm blocked, I can't draw. So if no matter what comes up, any of your little mental issues about creating creativity or what you can or can't do or your identity, you go, I just feel like a block of nothing. Well, okay, make a picture of the block of nothing. That's fine. You're doing touch drawing perfectly right.
Wonderful.
So you sort of flip it all around, and if it's just pure frustration and scratching the paper until you tear it, fine, that's one of your drawings. If people have permission to do that, something also, the flip side of it just happens.
Well, you know, from an energy healer perspective, in my mind, the most important thing is to open to that flow of light that helps us to connect with our authentic self, that part of us that's, you know, as in human form, but connected to our soul. And it sounds like with this process, you're actually moving that energy and opening to more and more of that flow.
Your authentic self, that I would be completely aligned with that language. And so you be true to what you feel right then in your authentic self, and it guides you. And well, let's get back to the surprise.
Uh-huh.
In the course of a session, so often, people are just like, I didn't know I could do that. I had no idea. That just came through. I think these scratching and permission drawings, they clear the channels of expression. And after a while, it's just flowing, and your soul starts embodying more fully and coming to through you, into your body more fully, and then out your fingertips.
Wonderful.
And then you have a series that is a record of that process. So you have the doing of it, which in itself brings you more fully to yourself.
Sure.
And it's very soulful and spiritual images begin to come through. And in the course of one sitting, someone might have some, you know, painful, dark, traumatic things have, you know,
sure. Emerge.
But at the same time, then an angel will come, like, through their fingers and will go, like, whoa. And it's completely self-guided.
So not only does a person have the experience of being in that flow and allowing, you know, the blockages to come out on paper, the flow of the connection of the divine, the authentic self to come out on paper, but then after you've got all this series of papers, you can stand back and have the sort of awareness
yes. Of
the process that you've been through. And
exactly.
That sounds really profound.
So it's a record. It's like an electroencephalogram or something
of your
psyche. And often then in the looking later, and even with more time than the immediate looking, people see things in the drawings they had no idea were there. Or, understand a drawing in a different way.
Sure.
And, you know, I guide people in writing processes to dialogue with the images or let the images give a title. You know, so we work with them with other expressive modalities to enrich the process.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And witnessing, we work with how to really witness someone else's drawings and not psychoanalyze and not art critique or art nice the drawings, but really be there as a witness for someone when they're looking at their drawings to listen to them and to support them to engage more deeply with their own drawings.
Well, that's wonderful in terms of supporting another, but it's also a wonderful example that we can give ourselves, because I think oftentimes we are our own worst critic.
Oh, yes.
And yes. That allows us to express without, you know, to reduce the judgment.
I think having a witness there to look at your drawings helps you get away from that critic, because they are not looking with the same critical eye,
uh-huh. And
they can open you to that space.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I know you've got some events coming up, and we're going to chat about those when we return after these messages. Stay tuned for more with Deborah Kauf Chapin.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest. at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Deborah Kauf Chapin. Now, Deborah is the developer of touch drawing, and she's been teaching this and doing this for decades now. Deborah, before we get into more of this, and this is fascinating, I'm fascinated by this topic, and I'm really inspired to take one of your classes. Please tell our listeners about some of your upcoming events.
Well, I am doing some things in June in the region. I'm going to be at the American Art Therapy Association conference. If there's anyone who is interested in that conference, you do have to be part of the conference, but I am doing a panel there with other practitioners and also a short workshop. And then I'm going straight from there to the Fairy Congress. That gives you which is in Eastern Washington. That's a perfect example of the worlds that I can, you know, stretch between, right, from art therapy to fairies.
I didn't know there was a Fairies Congress.
Oh, there's an incredible Fairies Congress. Mm-hmm. Just look it up. It's really about teaching the skills to connect with the subtle realms.
Right.
It's a lot more than just that name.
Yeah, well, for me, I think, you know, how do they elect their Congress? You know, I'm just...
Well, no, it's that there are subtle beings that attend this event, sort of a human, and there are many people who teach different techniques and processes for connecting with nature and the spiritual subtle realms at this. It's a wonderful event. And I will be doing a touch drawing workshop there.
Wonderful. Where was that?
That's in Eastern Washington in Scalitude Retreat Center. Very beautiful place.
Sounds like
so
fun.
If someone just looks, Googles that, and it's all on my website. If anyone were to go to touchdrawing.com and just look up the workshop schedule, everything is there and there's links to everything.
Great, great.
And I do have a 6-day intensive in the summer on Whidbey Island.
And what does the intensive involve?
It's called the Touch Drawing Gathering. This will be my 17th year.
17th, wow.
And I'm actually not even doing a lot of promotion at this point because I just have room for a very handful of people more.
Uh-huh.
So someone needs to be, you know, really called to this. People come from all over.
Uh-huh.
And it's a deep immersion in this creative field. So we do touch drawing and movement and vocalizing and ceremony and nature. We have a day of silence. I take people to the old growth forest and they can draw in the forest. So it's a very soulful sense of community space that you can imagine. How can I even do touch drawing for an hour and a half, right? But
well, yeah.
We enter this a resonant field together, and we're just moved through a whole process. And I tend to we take a journey from working on personal levels to transpersonal levels in the course of the week.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, you know, on your website, I also noticed that sometimes you will be doing events, going to events, and doing touch drawing while other things are underway as you assess sort of what's going on in the energetic realm. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. It's one of the things I really love to do. I call it interpretive touch drawing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the closest thing I get to sort of jamming with someone else. Mm-hmm. So, like, musicians get to play together.
Sure.
I love to sit and listen to people give presentations, talks, lectures, poetry readings, or music. And I listen, and it's a combination of the energetics, the actual content, and I take it really into my being, and I am creating while I'm listening, and then creating touch drawings that reflect the content. And it's different from graphic illustration, which is more linear approach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much more poetic and intuitive approach to making visible the content of a presentation. And I have done this, I think I've tried to do an approximate count of maybe 450 different presentations at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. So I'm very at home in that space, and I can't imagine going to any conference and just sitting in a chair. I love to be sitting on the floor in a corner with my drawing board in my lap, and I listen, and it's a much more active form of listening because I'm really engaged in creating with what I'm hearing. And actually, I think everybody is creating images when they're listening.
Oh, sure.
And I've had opportunity to teach other people to do that. I actually will be doing that with a group in New York next fall to offer other people the experience of listening to a talk and drawing at the same time.
You know, what strikes me about this is oftentimes when we're listening to presentations, yes, I mean, you know, some of us actually do tune into the energy of it, but oftentimes when listening to somebody speak words or listening or watching imagery up on, say, a PowerPoint presentation, or even listening to music, we get into the space of kind of analyzing it. Into that analytic space. But it sounds to me like if you're doing the touch drawing, you can't spend a lot of time there.
Absolutely not. When I really get into it, there are times where I start drawing something and go, why am I doing this? This doesn't really fit what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then they start talking about it.
Oh, so isn't that great?
It definitely starts moving into that more simultaneous, intuitive level of being in a union with the person who's speaking.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you talk about this as ways to, express ourselves and get in tune with, our authentic self, our soul connection, as well as, whatever emotional arena is within. You also spend time creating intuitive drawings of others, don't you?
That's another one of my favorite things to do. I would say it's probably the deepest process I engage in. So I've done this enough for myself that I've sort of, there's a pretty open channel there, and I can sit with somebody, and we do an attunement together, uh-huh. A little opening meditation, and then I offer the drawing series that I do to be for their benefit instead of my personal drawing.
Uh-huh.
I call it an inner portrait. I could also call it a soul portrait. And then I will just sit and draw for maybe an hour, hour and a half, like a session. And in that time, I will do a full series of drawings for this person. Some of them will be faces. Some of them will be figures, like story-like, symbolic, someone doing something, holding something, moving somewhere. Some of them might be geometric patterns. A whole series will happen. It's unique for each person.
Uh-huh.
And they can just sit there and watch as the drawings are happening. And sometimes people like to do journal writing or just feel the energy of the drawing as it's coming off the page. So they get to experience these impressions coming through directly. And then we look through the drawings together after, and we talk about them. And very often someone will go, oh, yes, I know what this is. So I really go into this place of not knowing. I have to not know. And that's when there's a deeper, I'm being guided by a deeper impulse. And it's more like a sense of shape. I'll feel a shape. And that's the way that I connect. I don't see a full-blown image, mm-hmm. but I'll feel an impulse or a shape or a movement, and I'll trust. And I will start with that. And just trust that this is going to be something, mean something, and just go with it. And then we will look through the drawings. We will discuss, what their first read of the drawings you know, is, and then they live with the drawings for a lifetime, and there's a kind of unfoldment that happens over time. So that's why I keep it, I use the word portrait, because I like to see this as more than a session. It's not like a psychic reading. It's an impression from their soul. It's more timeless. It's not like answer my questions about my life. It's impressions of their soul that are taking form that have a more timeless quality than maybe a reading or a session would have.
And you know, I've seen some of the images that you create through touch drawing, and they are so amazing, Deborah. Just beautiful, beautiful imagery, and it feels both spiritual and grounded. And it, you know, I looked at some of these things online, and I'm just amazed at the depth. And I could spend a long time just looking at one. And you've also got something called soul cards with imagery on them, right?
Yes, soul cards. There's two decks, and each deck has 60 different images. And these are ones that I did full color. You know, sometimes I add other layers of color. The main image is always touch drawing. So they're really full color images. And they're a completely intuitive deck. They were images that weren't created to be deck images. They were just my own studio work, my own full, you know, practice of doing touch drawing. And out of that, I would select the ones that felt like they were a full spectrum of human possibility that I could find within my own imagery. And so they're not just sweetness and light, you know. Some of them are more, you know, could be seen as having darker, challenging feelings in them, but I did that because I want to honor the full spectrum. And if someone's in a time where they're working with pain and they find an image that helps them work with that and then work out of that, they're feeling honored. And sometimes if someone's in a place and they just see happiness, joy, light, you know, they might feel a little turned off by that. So there's real space, room for all possibilities. And the amazing thing is, the same image at a different time, someone will see a different feeling in it. So they're, you could say that they're, from a psychological level, projective devices. I've done slide programs where I show one image and have people, you know, one of the soul card images, and have people look at it for a while and really take it in and then talk about what they see in it. One person will think it's male, another will think it's female, one will think it's an ecstasy, the other thinks it's in pain. And I love that. I love that there's room and there isn't one way to see it.
Yes.
So then there's a little guidebook that just helps people to engage creatively. It's like a little expressive arts guidebook, actually, of ways of engaging with the images creatively to get more in touch with what they mean for you, what they evoke for you.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We got to go to another short break. When we return, we're going to talk more with Deborah Kauf-Chapin.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute.
What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and I have been chatting with the creator of touch drawing, Deborah Kauf Chapin. Now, Deborah, if somebody is interested in getting these soul cards or having an intuitive reading with you or purchasing a kit, sounds like there are kits to get people started, how do they find your information?
It is all accessed through my website, touchdrawing.com. Just the simple word touch, the word drawing, no space, .com.
That makes it easy. Easier than spelling your name.
Yeah, much easier than my name. That's why, yes. And I have short videos. There's even a one-minute video where I do touch drawing. Then there's a longer, more artistic video. Uh-huh. I have basic instructions right on the site. Someone could read those instructions and collect their own materials and start today if they wanted. But I also have materials kits and like audio recordings that are like a workshop that holds a space for you to guide you through the process. So I've done everything I can to make it possible for people to do the process wherever they live.
And I feel like I should give people a warning because going to your website, you might end up staying there for a while because for me, I got on your website and I started to explore. And it's like, oh, this looks interesting. Oh, look at the images over here. And what are these soul cards? I spent a lot of time on your website and it wasn't all just for research purposes, Deborah. It was because I was enjoying myself. It's fascinating.
We have e-cards also, free e-cards. I love them. You can send an image to somebody and very soon we're going to have soul card readings on the site.
Oh, that would be fun.
That you could just do your own reading on the site.
That sounds
good. Find my mailing list and we'll let you know when that's up.
Great, great. Now, I understand, Benny, that we have a caller. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll bring on Peggy. She's calling in from Seattle.
Okay, great. Welcome, Peggy, to the Christine Upchurch Show. Did you have
a comment?
Thank you.
Hi, Christine.
Hi,
Deborah. Yes,
hi, Peggy.
I just wanted to call in to talk about my experience a little bit. I had the privilege of attending one of your workshops, Deborah, day-long workshops, and it was such a profound experience for me. The freedom involved with it was just such a permission to be expressive. It was just really profound.
Mm. Thank you so much. It keeps me going to know that something so real is happening. Yeah.
The act of doing the drawings kind of quickly from compared to what we think of in terms of producing art really allowed that freedom to not have to be perfect in that moment. Whatever it came out was okay, and you move on to the next one, and it just things just opened up from that aspect of it.
So you're confirming what I said right in the beginning of the interview. You're just saying that from your own experience.
From my own experience, And just the fact of divorcing myself from any notion of myself as being an artist or not an artist, mm-hmm. any comments made by art teachers in the past that mm-hmm. maybe, you know, you're not following directions or whatever, you know, it just pulled away from any of that and allowed that play and the freedom, which really brought some incredible insight. And looking at drawings in retrospect, too, things were in them that I didn't even realize were there until looking at them later, and then that discovery was just so moving.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It makes it worth, you know, schlepping the materials around, all the organizational details I go through. This is why I do it. So thank you so much, Peggy.
That's great. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Peggy.
I look forward.
So, you know, Deborah, I know this is so much more than art to you, and you are a woman on a mission. If you could give us, in just a couple of minutes, from the high-level perspective, what is that mission? I know you're motivated. Now there's a mission there.
Thank you. To open a space for the soul to come more fully into form on the planet.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
We really need that right now, too. Right?
So it's my little contribution to this enormous thing that has to happen. If we're going to survive on this planet as human beings, we need to be accessing a much deeper, bigger level of who we are as living beings and our relationship to all other life on the planet. Through touch drawing, you can also open up your sensitivities to all life.
Right.
And I feel like the process also came in this time as part of the renewal and rising of the feminine principle.
Yes.
Because if you compare drawing with a tool and the pointed stylus single point as a sort of a masculine way,
right.
And if you think of the two hands giving birth to the soul and giving birth to images, it is part of the emergence of the feminine.
Yes, and I think of how with the masculine we focus so much on the here and now, the physicality, the particle, and with the more intuitive or the more feminine energy, there's more of tuning into that flow of the wave before it becomes into the particle form, before it manifests into physical form. And that just makes perfect sense, because the process you've described of fingers onto paper and just going with this flow of movement seems to be tapping into that wave.
Yes, and process. You get to just keep moving and moving and moving. You are not a static thing. You are this living, organic, you know, subtle presence that's always changing form. And we get to embody and bring that into the physical solid form through this process. That fluid, subtle inner nature gets to take form, take solid form, but keep that sense of this record of what the actual flowing nature of our soul is.
That's beautiful. You know, Deborah, it's been such a joy to get to meet you and to have an opportunity to chat with you and to share your wisdom and these gifts with our listeners today. Thanks so much for joining me here.
Thank you so much, Christine. It's been a pure pleasure to talk with you today.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Now, just got a couple of announcements before we go to the final break. I wanted to let you know that at Stellar Reflections, coming up on Thursday evening, June 6th, we'll be doing Trance and Transformation again with Lauren Archer. Now, Lauren is a hypnotherapist, and she and I have been colleagues and friends in various ways for, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years. And Lauren had done Trance and Transformation for a number of years, and then she sort of got away from it. And recently we got together and we started doing this together. And what we do is we pick a topic and we chat and we involve some discussion from the people who are attending. And then she guides people through the meditative hypnotherapy, you know, sort of focus, the little journey that she takes people on, while my staff and I provide energetic support. And people who had been coming to Trance and Transformation in the past say, wow, it really amps things up. So people really enjoyed themselves the last time. So again, it's Thursday evening, June 6th at Stellar Reflections. Also, you don't want to miss this. Coming up in June, you're going to have an opportunity to learn how to read the Akashic Records with Holly Hawkins Marwood. Holly is a dear friend of mine, a colleague. She's coming and bringing Linda Howe's work to Seattle. She is a certified Linda Howe teacher. She's an amazing Akashic Record reader. And you're going to learn more about it next week on the show because Holly will be here. She's going to be talking about how to access your inner wisdom by using the Akashic Records. And she'll also be chatting with how really the our ultimate guidance is that inner wisdom within. And this is a fabulous way to connect to that and to help illuminate aspects of it that help us in the here and now in our life. So thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you join me next week. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.